G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
Exploring faith and the future. Neil Johnson and Bible teacher, Dr. Camille Majdali.
You could say we're back today in God's gym, where we've turned up and we're anxious now to get fit, to grow spiritually, and to be a mature Christian believer. Now, Camille, when it comes to maturity and Christian believers, this is your territory. You're a Bible teacher, and you are just anxious to share some things that we need to know about getting super fit when it comes to our spiritual walk with God.
All right, Neil, let's say you're my protege in the gym. I'm the trainer. What do we do? Let's take it this way. First of all, you found the time to have the devotional. For you, maybe it's the early morning, before your children get up and the phone starts ringing and all that. You've also found a very special place in your office. You know, if you have a special place, a special chair, special window, that's fine. So you found the time, you found the place. Of course, I want to urge people, two things you don't want to do: have the devotion in front of a TV that's on, or have the devotion lying down in bed. Forget it. Those two things are a no-no. But anywhere else probably is fine. Now you've got the Bible in one hand, and you've got the devotional in the other. Where do you go from here? If it's like the Word for Today, the Vision Radio Network Guide, you have a brief scripture reference at the top, then you have a devotion from Bob and Debbie Gass, you read it. But what I would urge you to do, don't just read their snippet of scripture at the top and then their commentary. Open the Bible to that passage they're quoting from. And then read what they have to say, look in the Bible, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Because chances are, if you're concentrating enough, you're going to start getting things from that passage in your own Bible, even beyond what is written there. There's no, in any way, casting aspersions. You're going to go deeper. You may also want to go further where it has a one-liner in the Word for Today. It's called the Soul Food Reading Program. Because if you follow that every single day for a year, you'll have gone through the whole Bible. And in some cases, certain portions more than once. I think it's a great read. It's the best one I've seen, personally, because it covers Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. Great balanced diet. Now, if you use a devotional, again, let me recap. Open the Bible and see for yourself. Don't just read it off the pages of the devotional. But at the same time, if the Holy Spirit arrests your attention on a key passage, a key theme, this or that, then look at the cross references, look at the verses before, after, talk to God about it, pray to God, say, God, I've just learned here, da 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 da. And guess what? Before you know it, the 3 minutes you thought you were going to spend will turn out to be 10 minutes or more. Now, please understand, it's not the amount of time you spend. It's the quality of time that you spend that makes a difference.
Camille, checking the Bible before looking at the commentary, that's a good way to let God speak.
Yeah, and in fact, I do urge, to be honest, look at the Bible first before the commentary. God will speak to you from the Word, then you read the commentary. It'll almost be supplementary to what the Bible is saying to you. And let's face it, our prime source is the Bible. So let's put it first today and every day.
Faith and the Future with Neil Johnson and Dr. Camille Majdali from Teach All Nations. For more from Dr. Majdali, including books and DVDs on prophecy, Bible commentaries, plus today's and other episodes of Faith and the Future, go to vision.org.au.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.